Tom and Alex.
Sexuality, eh?
Hey.
Oh, God.
On Triple J.
Good morning to you. Triple J Breakfast here, 11 past 8. Tom and Alex are with you.
And please welcome to the studio a person who's probably best summed up, Tom, by a quote on one of her YouTube videos. She's got a voice which is like eating ice cream under a tree that drops leaves of happiness whilst it's raining serenity. Emma Louise, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Wow, I don't think I read that one.
That's a good one to read. Good morning, Emma. Thanks for being on the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no worries. Where was that quote on YouTube?
Yeah, one of your videos, Emma, of which there are plenty up there. Does your song sound like it's raining serenity under a tree of happiness?
They're probably just trying to find the Emma Louise from The Voice, and they got mixed up, and that's how it ended up there.
Probably. Mm. I noticed that I got much more people looking at my videos after that happened.
Oh, no. Really?
What happened? What happened?
Well, Emma Louise, Alex doesn't watch The Voice because he's, like, out of the loop and stuff and whatever. But there was a contestant there called Emma Louise who was very popular, who got to the final or whatever. So there you go. So, and that's actually increased sales of you and your EP and your singles. That's exciting.
Yeah, maybe. It was funny because, like, before I think I uploaded any of my videos, I knew Emma Louise, you know, like from a few years ago, because whenever I typed in my name, she would come up with, like, covers that she did. So I was like, I knew her before anyone else did.
Good news. I think she did an ad. Didn't she do the ad for a supermarket chain? Look, anyway, we don't need to talk about the other Emma Louise. We need to talk about you. How are you? You're about to head out on a big tour and, you know, obviously things have been going great since you dropped your EP and we've got this new song from you, Boy, which is really popular kicking around at the moment. You're excited about heading out on the road?
Yeah, I am. I'm going through 8-hour rehearsals at the moment with the band, which is really exciting because we got lots of new toys to play with and we're kind of learning all the songs from the album, so having lots of fun.
What toys do you have?
That. Oh, no. Okay, I'm going to try say them, but, like, they're definitely boy toys. But I think we got a Prophet 08, which is a synth, an SPDX... WYZ.
Oh, I don't know all the letters.
Yeah. And the MPC 1000. So we got.
Oh, yeah.
I prefer the MPC 2000. Well, it's the latest model.
Old school. Old school.
I don't know.
Are you playing any of these or you just sitting at the front and the guys are doing whatever?
I'm definitely, like, playing with them at home, but not on stage yet.
Okay.
I really wish I could, but I think I've got to concentrate on playing my guitar.
For sure. And what's it like introducing a band to some songs that you've written? You've obviously gone through a bit of a process yourself. How do you take it? How do you take the teaching process?
I've actually got an amazing bass player, Graham Ritchie, who he's been in the studio with me recording, and I didn't really do well in theory at school, so I don't know too much of that. So he's kind of like A minor sharp. Yep. -7 or, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so he's amazing and he's been really great teaching everyone. But all of my band are, you know, like at the beginning of the rehearsal, we like play the song and then just by hearing it, everyone's kind of got their parts down. So, it's been good like that.
On Triple J, we're chatting to Emma Louise at the moment. She's going to head out on the road, starting off this Friday. We're running through the dates really soon. But let's have a listen to that track. We've been playing here at Triple J a lot recently, which has, added more fans to the Emma Louise army, which we're excited about seeing you around the place real soon.
Not conscription, volunteers.
No, yep, they're volunteers. Yep. They're happy about it. Here's Boy. We'll chat more to Emma Louise after this on Triple J.
There it is, Boy by Emma Louise on Triple J, the new single from her. And she joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning again, Emma.
Yay.
Good morning.
Now, can I ask, the boy with a big heart but who sits around all day, probably not living up to his potential, smoking cigarettes there, does he know you wrote a song about him?
No, I think my answer to that question is always, like, I know lots of boys who do this and, it's about all of them.
Okay.
But I think if the boy knew, I don't think he'd like it very much.
What about the specific...
I think it's quite, you know, it's like you want to push him and, you know, live up to his potential because you know he's in there. I don't think he should be too unhappy.
Yeah. I don't know. I've definitely had those, like, awkward experiences where I've told them, like, someone that I've written a song about them and they've kind of... Or even, like, they've been at a show and I introduce them. I, like, forget that they're in the audience. And I have to, like, change some lyrics or something like that.
I think that would be very tough for people who write songs with, like, specific names in them, like, you know, Sweet Caroline or
Mary.
Whatever, Mary, like, they're specific names in your life, and then suddenly that person's like, hey, is that song about me? But nah, it's about another Caroline. It's fine. So you've just gone with boy there, with the general gender. You've done extremely well. Nice work.
Yeah.
What about the specific boy in the film clip, which I was just watching yesterday? Did you get to choose him and select him specifically for the film clip? He's kind of a cool Russell Brandy-looking guy with long hair, smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, he is. Well, I actually didn't meet Alex until the day, but I kind of told the dudes who are, like, making the clip, I was like, I want someone who looks really scruffy and, you know, dirty but, like, cool as well. And he looked really good, so worked out well.
Did you do the same process for the goldfish in the video? Did you give specific things as what kind of goldfish you wanted?
I didn't.
Right.
But
that explains it then. Yeah.
There was actually, the goldfish situation was actually a bit devastating.
Why?
There's actually two goldfish. There were meant to be two. And one of them didn't make it.
Oh, God.
So you couldn't even put a no animals were harmed in the making of this video thing on there.
Well, I don't think they were killed because of the shooting.
Yeah.
Maybe they just passed away naturally? No?
No, I think because it was actually like they belonged to one of the girls and I think it was just sick, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
God.
I felt so bad. I felt so bad.
When did you realise? Were you in the middle of a shoot and then suddenly you paired across to the goldfish tank and there's one belly up?
Oh.
No, I came a little bit earlier than what I was supposed to, and I think they were trying to, like, hide it from me so I wouldn't get sad. And, like, I was like, oh, where's the other goldfish? And the girl was like, oh, it's around the back. And I was in this tank and it just looked really sad, and I was like, yeah, I got quite upset.
Oh, dear. All right. But it wasn't your fault. It was just, that's just life. It's just what happens, yeah?
Yeah, I think it was just old.
Fair enough.
Well, I want to ask you about another animal in your video clips very soon, Emma. So we might play a song and come back with Emma Louise on Triple J this morning as we hang out with her.
Why don't we take the track that, we saw you first come onto the scene, Emma, through triplejnearth.com. Let's have a listen to Jungle. I want to ask you a question about this too, about history that we know about this song and how important it is to a particular listener of this program. So I'll ask you about that after this on Triple J.
In a dark room. Hi, I'm Emma Louise. That was my song, Jungle, and you're listening to Triple J.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Brilliantly done, Emma Louise, in the mornings.
That was great. You were very nervous about that.
I was really nervous about it.
You put it off brilliantly. You said that you had an awkward situation with something like that before.
Yeah. I remember I had this, like, interview once, and I was, like, really nervous, and then it was, like, an irregularly long thing that I had to say, like, spiel, and, like, I just kept on not getting it right.
One take, Emma Louise here on Triple J with Tom and Alex. I tell you what, you nailed it there. Now, we had that song Jungle, which was very popular indeed, got into the Hottest 100. People loved it, including Debbie. I don't know if you heard about this, but Debbie, who is a world champion, she has one arm and she won the disabled pole dancing championships, took it out.
Of the world,
whilst dancing to that song. Were you aware of this?
Yeah. It was funny. She emailed my manager and my manager, Rick, forwarded it to me, and I was like, whoa, like, that's pretty cool. And we didn't really think anything of it, / we didn't really know it was real, and then we saw the video, and, like, yeah, it was awesome.
Did you think that should have been the film clip there, just Debbie doing her thing and me singing in the background?
I think so, yeah. Oh. That would have been great, actually.
Maybe next time. Yeah. This morning, chatting to Emma Louise. Now, we mentioned before a little bit of goldfish dramas in the latest video clip for your song Boy, but I wanted to ask you about another animal who makes a few cameos in your older videos that used to post up on the internet, Emma Louise. What happens to your little baby blue parrot, lorikeet kind of thing? How's he going?
Indian ringneck, yes.
Indian ringneck, that's the one. Sorry, yeah. I should have known.
That's okay. Henry, he was in a few of my older YouTube videos. I would have, like, put him in a room somewhere, but he would just scream until I got him out again, so, yeah.
Well, he used to sing along with you on your shoulder there at times?
Yeah, well, I before I released the EP and, like, started touring around, I just used to busk on the weekends at the West End markets in Brisbane, and Henry and I would just go down and he'd just chill on my shoulder and I'd play and...
Wow, and where is he now? What's happening?
Well, at the moment, he's...
Is he supporting you on the tour? What's he doing?
No. He's actually staying at two of my friends' houses at the... I mean, sorry, there's one house, but two of my friends are in it. And they've got three other birds. So he's kind of chilling there in, like, bird paradise.
Amongst friends.
While chilling. Ellen.
On tour.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Well, speaking of the tour, here we go. The Sparks Tour kicks off this Friday night at the Northcote Social Club in Melbourne. Next week, you're at the Sound Lounge on the Gold Coast. Friday, 6th of July, Tanks Arts Centre in Cairns. You're heading to the Black Bear Lodge in Brizzy too. A couple of dates in Brisbane. And also playing the Oxford Art Factory in Sydney on Friday, July 20. If you want to go see Emma Louise performing live, proudly supported by Triple J. Details on the gig guide. And you'll also be turning 21 in July. Is that right?
Yeah.
Ooh, on tour. That'll be pretty tour. Cool.
Well,
having a party?
I took the weekend off, so I'm not on tour that weekend, and I'm going to probably have a party, yes.
Okay, cool. All speeches right. And stuff? Embarrassing speeches?
I hope so, yeah.
I remember the time Emma Louise killed a fish, and
oh no.
I'm joking, not responsible for the death of fish.
Understand. Oh no.
You should get Deb to dance at your 21st. That'd be pretty rad too.
That would be great.
All right, we'll sort it out. Thanks for being here this morning, Emma Louise. Always great to have you at Triple J. Good luck for the tour. And debut record we're going to get from you early 2013. That's the plan, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Very exciting.
All right, well, have a good Tuesday. Thanks, Emma Louise.
Cool, thanks, guys.